Unit 9. Do your parents care about your career?
Hi, Sandra. How are you? So, you give career advice to students, right? What's your main message?
I tell them they have years of work ahead of them, and they should take the time while they are young to find out what really motivates them. Otherwise, they might end up like some of the older MBA students I advise who, after 10 years of working in, for example, engineering, realize they don't like the job. So finding a job that suits your personality is very important.
That's really good advice. Are you as wise with your own children?
I talk a lot with my two eldest children about their career choices. Louise, who is 15, wants to be a surgeon, and Christopher, 13, wants to be a pilot. I try to help them develop their interests they have, even though these can change.
My 18-year-old son, Philippos, is on a scholarship to Yale in the States, where he is in the first year of an arts degree and hopes one day to go into politics and international relations. Obviously, we are very happy with him. Now we are concentrating on Nikki, who, at 17, is in the last year of school and currently very busy applying to universities in Britain and the US. She hopes to do marketing, business and management.
How did she make her decision?
She has many talents, but working at a big cosmetics company in Munich helped her make up her mind. Work experience is a very good way of finding out what you really want.
I agree. In schools here in France, kids start doing short internships early on. My son Christopher did his first internship at a small airport at the age of 12. The whole discussion about career orientation comes so much earlier here in France compared to the US.
Yes, I can imagine there are huge differences in the American and French way of doing things.
Absolutely. In the States, we might help our kids with their homework and participate a little bit in their career decisions, but not to the degree the French do. The French are extremely serious about their children's studies because if you make the wrong decisions early in a child's schooling, you can close off certain professions to them. At the age of 13, for example, they must decide between science and maths on the one hand, or literature and languages on the other. In the US, we can remain generalist right through the first year of university, which means you can change careers more easily.
Why didn't you send your kids to an American school?
We wanted to keep their options open. It would have been harder for them to get into a French university after being in an American school. Going the other way around would be no problem. Are your children in a German school?
No, but we did consider it. Before we came to Athens, we had lived in the States where the kids were taught in English. As their German was rather weak, the German school wanted them to repeat a year, which I could not agree with. So they are now attending a British school.
What about your husband? Is he more ambitious about the kids than you are?
Oh, yes. His biggest dream was to go to Harvard University, but his parents could not afford it. And so he is really keen on supporting our kids in every aspect.
Well, I think that helping kids become independent is the most essential thing, isn't it?
Yes, and I think this comes from family values. Parents can influence their children's attitudes by taking their performance seriously and appreciating their achievements. We expect our children to take responsibility for their schoolwork. If they get a bad grade, we see the teacher to find out why and then offer to help them. But we would never sit working with them until 11 p.m., What are your family values?
My husband and I have a very positive attitude towards work, and I guess we have passed that on to our kids. However, my parents were influenced by the culture of the 1960s and were laissez-faire in how they brought us up. Sometimes it made me feel a bit lost, but I learned that it is wonderful to find your own way. Well, it's been lovely talking to you, Ulrika.
Thanks, Sandra. All the best.